Hi, I'm Dishobha Roy, Super Hits 93.5 Red FM per 22 past 9 on a Tuesday morning in Bangalore City. We're leading up to Diwali. Achha, my question, what is the heights of laziness? You can either use yourself as a reference point or people around you, friends, colleagues, college stories, neighbors, siblings. What is the heights of laziness according to you? Well, I asked a bunch of people in Bangalore the same question yesterday. Check this out.
Come on.
Disha. Disha.
I've been on off for maybe 7 days. Then I take a 2 days of break just to get out of the lag of not going to office for that 7 days.
And maybe every morning when I switch off the alarm, even when it rings 10 times.
Not waking up in the morning for gym.
Occasionally diving back to work is heights of laziness.
I don't think I'm lazy at all, so I don't think this would apply to me.
I'm too lazy to wear shoes when I don't feel like it to office. I just wear flip-flops.
Heights of laziness is not peeing for 3-4 hours.
Heights of laziness is not putting center stand instead of that using side stand while on the bike.
Heights of laziness is not throwing the gum even after 1 or 2 hours.
Heights of laziness, it's me.
So heights of laziness could also be basically skip all the reasons to get out on the weekend and just make excuses and just stay in bed and watch stuff and order in. And
so the heights of laziness is something is kept just next to someone and still he's asking someone else to pass it on or something like that.
No. Actually, what I'm saying is I'm feeling lazy to answer this question. We'll think about all those things.
The last one was the winner. He takes the cake, the baker and the bakery. But I'll tell you, people are not being fully honest when we spoke to them last evening. Their heights of laziness goes way beyond hygiene and human likability. We were at the beach, all right? So last weekend, I was at Gokarna and before that at Karwar. So we were talking to the beach boys and I was telling them, you know, a lot of people don't like the beach because it's sticky and it's muddy. He says, "Are you don't know the biggest perk of the sea." And I said, "What?" He says, "You can just go attend nature's call, take a dump somewhere and just go and sit on the water and just wait for the wave to act like a natural health faucet or a hand shower." So yeah, what is the heights of being lazy? If you can very honestly either admit it or be sly and blame it on somebody else, saying, "Mera ek dost hai, wo pata hai, aise karta hai," or "My aunt or my sister," blame it on somebody else. If you want to be really honest about you having done it, go ahead. Red.
Hello.
Your son.
Is it Disha?
Yes, but is that really your son?
It is.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
I'm Archana.
Archana, you have to tell me, firstly, what's his name? How young is he?
He's almost 10. This December, he's going to turn 10. He's Tarun Guha.
Tarun Guha is almost 10. He turns 10 in December and his mother says he's super lazy. Why?
Come on.
Disha. Disha.
I mean, for almost anything, he needs help. Like, he says, "Okay, I can do it later." But when it comes to safety call, he says, "Why don't you go and attend?"
He wants you to go attend nature's call for him.
Yeah, he does that, sir. Especially when the TV is on, he doesn't want to get out of his seat. So.
Can you go to toilet for me, Mom? I don't want to leave TV. My mom is going to be so proud of me. I'm definitely going to tell her about your little son. Now I'll tell her, "See, I wasn't so lazy after all." Your son and his laziness has won you a treatment at Cosmo Derma worth 3,500 rupees.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Actually, thank you. Bye-bye.
I had a bunch of voice notes also come in. These are priceless. I'm going to play a few of them out. Take a listen to this. Heights of laziness on a Tuesday morning. This is delightful.
Height of laziness is to call your wife who's in the kitchen and asking for a cup of coffee and some snacks while you're lazing on the bed.
Hi, Disha. So I have to tell you this about my elder son. He's so lazy that, you know, he's bribed his younger brother to untie his shoes whenever he's back from his sports classes, after which he sits. So the younger one feeds the elder one. The elder one is lying on his bed and is watching TV. This is the height of laziness. He doesn't move. In fact, so much so that he gets the younger one to get a tissue also to him on his bed. Then the guy sleeps out. I mean, that's height of laziness.
Heights of laziness is not picking up a bed sheet which once fell off from the bed and you finally ended up using it as a floor mat. My brother has a couple of them at his house.
I've done that thing to my brother. I used to call him slave. You know, those are the perks of being the oldest.